It's time now to get into the kitchen for Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony fire up the grill for week 7.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We are in a Dreamfinders home model in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community, and I am escorted or sidekicked here with amazing Do the Bump.
All right, with, I like that right there.
Chef Tony from Publix, and he's always whipping up really good food really fast. And what have we got?
Today we're going to do a tandoori pork. Right, I love to eat Indian food. I love the spices and everything that it brings.
Me too.
And it's healthy, right?
I mean, the ginger already smells good, and we haven't even put anything on a flame. What's on this?
We have ginger and garlic just on our pork tenderloin right here. So let's we're gonna bring it to the tandoori stage. I have some yogurt in here.
Perfect.
Greek yogurt.
Perfect.
We have some oil, some vinegar, and then our spice pack. We're gonna put them in the bowl, and we're gonna mix them together. All in, right? It's like summertime, and it's hot, and the pool's open, right?
Perfect.
We all go in.
I love pork, and I need good recipes, so I'm looking forward to this.
Well, this is a good high protein dish, right? Protein from the yogurt, protein from the pork. And that's what we're after. Low fat, right? Everything that fits your family's needs, right? You guys have got a new lifestyle going on.
Yes.
All right, so it's mixing together nicely. So then this is typically what they would do with this.
Oh,
they would take it and they would put it in a tandoor or in a tandoor oven. But we're going to take it's just a clay pot with a little dome on it.
Okay.
We're going to take it and we're going to put it on the grill because that's a little bit more of how we roll here.
User
in the
friendly,
South, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So I'm going to put the pork in here now into the bowl.
Sorry, I'm trying to get this
mixed
up.
No, you're all right. It's mixed up well enough because the next thing that's going to go in there is my hand because I have to retrieve the pork out of it, right?
All right, we'll get her done.
There you go. And indeed, these Dreamfinders homes, with the Tico Gas, you have the option to have a natural gas grill outside just already hooked up. So you don't have to worry about lugging propane tanks here and there and all that. So I'm going to put this in. We're going to roll it around.
I have loved the way I have watched this natural gas just be so easy and consistent. It just seems like your pan temperature is amazing.
You're right. It stays the same. Not a lot of fluctuation when we put stuff in the pan as we would normally see. Let's go back here to the stovetop. I have a grill pan in here today.
So we're going to use that.
I'm going to put this right down on the grill. We don't need oil because we already have it in. I'm going to put it right down on the grill. You're going to hear it sizzle. Oh man, you hear that? Beautiful. And if you don't want a lot of the yogurt on it on the grill, you can just kind of wipe it off, make it a little bit easier.
I don't know, that looks pretty good.
And we'll set that right there. What we're going to do is we're going to give this about 4 minutes per side, internal temperature, 145 degrees.
Okay.
That's right where we can have pork. And then we'll have this beautiful pork tandoori. We're going to do it with a curry cauliflower and a tzatziki sauce.
For the grilled pork recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.